Good morning. Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. It is now Thursday, April 5th, 2007, and here we are at midnight. Very, very exciting stuff we've been discussing in the first hour. If you missed any of it, I would encourage you to go back and listen to the archives somehow. You'll figure it out. welcome to all of you listening on shortwave frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org and our website as well, franklyspeakingradio.com. And, of course, our guests this evening, fantastic duo. They've got quite a bit of material you can find online at www.conspiracyarchive.com. Under the commentary section, just look for the names Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, authors of the book The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. Welcome back, both of you, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank.
All right, when we left off, we were just discussing sort of the this whole, I don't know, I guess you could call it apocalyptic mindset of these leaders, and a lot of people would point the finger, in Iran, point the finger at Bush and say, this guy's just trying to cause Armageddon. And then people in America are pointing the finger at Iran saying, this guy's trying to cause Armageddon. And it just goes on and on. You can fit many, many different sort of world leaders and different sort of agendas into that mindset. And I've always taken it to basically mean that the powers that be are basically going to try to, by the hand of man, cause the events in Revelation, attribute it to Revelation, and set themselves up as God, you know, sort of saying, look, yeah, there is this apocalyptic battle going to take place, and we're going to be the victors, because, you know, when it's written about it in a prophetic way in the Bible, they just mean about us. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, I'd say you're correct. What's happened is that basically two groups of neo-Gnostic jihadists have been set up in a dialectic rivalry here. In the United States, you have the Dominionists leading the charge and are behind President Bush and are influencing his thinking. And they're basically neo-Gnostic jihadists that have changed the end times into something where Jesus is either unwilling or unable to come back until the church stages what is little more than a political coup. The church takes over by force the social and political institutions here in the United States and abroad. And meanwhile, on the other side, back in the 80s, using the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan as the pretext, guys like Zbigniew Brzezinski, the Agency for International Development, and the Central Intelligence Agency began to cause a Gnostic shift in the Islamic world, and through violent textbooks that were disseminated amongst the Afghan children. That were basically put together on money provided by the Agency for International Development. They changed the whole idea of the sixth pillar of faith in the Islamic world, the idea of jihad or holy war, from being spiritual warfare to being a literal military war, and so you have the two camps basically having been set up and prepared to fight one another, and so now all you have to do is have some kind of trigger event. And it's interesting that on March 18th of this year, we had the Iranian government warning that they were going to retaliate against the West for a series of kidnappings or disappearances that had happened with Iranian Revolutionary Guard guys just mysteriously disappearing. And that's what I believe led to these 15 British soldiers being taken. That was retaliation for that. We also see the hornet's nest being taunted with a stick, so to speak, with reports that the Central Intelligence Agency has actually been supplying separatist militias in the border regions of Iran to destabilize Iran's national government. These all events to basically lure them into a war with us.
Absolutely. And let's pause here briefly on that note. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. A whole lot of information being dropped on your head like a bomb. And speaking of bombs, we might get to that point. With we're talking about the manipulation of conflicts and sort of the roots and the seeds and the people out there whispering behind the scenes, making the whole thing happen. Welcome back, Philip Darrell Collins and Paul David Collins, and please continue.
Sure. Well, like I was saying, we have these groups like the Azeris, the Kurds, these different separatist militias in the border regions of the of Iran, basically being having weapons funneled to them by the Central Intelligence Agency, and several anonymous sources within the agency have leaked this to the mainstream press. The mainstream press is reporting it now, and even if these anonymous sources are considered to be questionable, you have guys like Fred Burton, who's the State Department's counterterrorism expert, saying, oh, yes, it's most assuredly happening. And you have guys like Robert Baer, who is a very famous CIA operative that George Clooney portrayed in the movie Syriana, coming forward and saying, well, you know, that it's in, it, he says it's very plausible. He said, look, if I was at the agency right now, what I would do is I would grab a crate of weapons, I would take it to the border regions, I would come up to the Kurds, and I would give them the crate and simply tell them, here's some weapons, use them and leave. So, you know, he knows how this game is played.
Sure.
So these kind of actions, the intelligence war that's been going on between the United States in Iran with the kidnapping back and forth and with this with these separatist militias being funded are all meant to basically provoke them, to lure them into shooting the first shot so that they can get the ball rolling on this war. Mm-hmm. You can almost go all the way back, actually, to the creation of the Iranian menace back to 1978. If you'll recall, back in 78, George Ball was basically appointed the head of the Iran task force in the White House that was under Brzezinski. And Ball, one of the first things that he made as far as a prescription was that the administration should basically drop the Shah of Iran as one of their allies and start to support the Ayatollah Khomeini.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what happened was that British intelligence and American intelligence began to run operations against the Shah. We know that London refused to buy a lot of Iranian oil. They only took 3 million or so barrels daily when they had agreed to at least a minimum of 5 million barrels, and that was putting tremendous economic pressure on the Shah. And meanwhile, with all of that going on at the same time, the British and U.S. intelligence agencies were training these agitators and then putting them out there on the Iranian scene to cause religious discontent against the Shah. And all of this eventually led to the Shah being deposed in a virulently anti-Western culture being set up in Iran, and it's basically metastasized and reached the point of being a tremendous hornet's nest, and now what we see is the neocons taking advantage of that and taking a stick and poking at that
nest. Oh, absolutely. It's amazing, too, and when you start looking at these things and you see just how thorough this manipulation is, and like you said, it's not that they don't make mistakes. It's that, you know, they have many, many, many different agendas to facilitate the advancement of the movement, I suppose, right?
Sure. Well, as Paul mentioned, Brzezinski, Zbigniew Brzezinski, former national security advisor to Jimmy Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Zbigniew Brzezinski initially formulated the geostrategy that the neocons would take up after September 11th, 2001.
Wow.
He developed it in a book in 1997, three years before September 11th,
mm-hmm.
Entitled The Grand Chessboard. And he used very strong language. He called it imperial mobilization. Those were his words, and he spoke about America establishing her hegemony, and she had to establish her hegemony very quickly before other competitors from the East, for instance China and Russia, could assert themselves, specifically in Eurasia. But at any rate, Zbigniew Brzezinski's geostrategy was being followed to the letter until
the Iraq invasion.
Until the administration decided to pursue Iraq. Now, all of a sudden, Brzezinski has begun to voice discontent with the neoconservative wing of the power elite. He has basically started to call it he's started to call it imperial hubris, which is funny because he invoked the very same sort of language in his own book.
Yeah.
The hypocrisy is just overwhelming. He's obviously insulted by the fact that they went into Iran, which was a deviation from the imperial geopolitical strategy that he had come up with. And now he's actually come out saying things that you and I would say. For instance, back on February 1st of this year, he appeared before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he gave his testimony. And part of that testimony is he said that basically there might be some kind of false flag terrorist attack here in the United States that would be blamed on Iran, and then that would culminate in a defensive U.S. military action against Iran. So, I mean, now he's even admitting to this kind of Hegelian activism going on, whereas in the past he might have been a little bit more quiet.
more circumspect about it.
Well, and it's so fascinating, too, because when you're talking about the whole thing, in essence, you know, the Democrats themselves, they've never been opposed to the war on terror. They simply have been opposed to Iraq, so that completely gels with what you're saying.
Yeah, Well, you'll recall back in 2004 with Kerry, when Kerry was running against Bush, his contention was that Bush had just picked the wrong targets, that he should have been shooting for Iran and Syria and shouldn't have shot for Iraq. But the end would have been with a Kerry presidency would have been military action just like with the with the Bush administration, just different targets.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that is that, you know, the establishment is made up of a bunch of socio-political Darwinians, and when they choose individuals head up the military establishment here in the United States, they invariably pick people that are Darwinian militarists, and Darwinian militarists believe that war is equal to the Darwinian struggle for survival, and that the what comes out of war is biological adaptation and thus progress. So you have to have war to further human evolution.
Yes. And by the way, the whole concepts of progress and this obsession with progress, this veritable religious obsession with progress, out of which we see belief systems such as Darwinism arising, as well as other doctrines of emergent deities, which seem to just be, proliferate the late 19th century with Nietzsche's Übermensch, with Hegel's Weltgeist, what have you. That religious preoccupation with progress was one of the cornerstones of Enlightenment thinking. Again, this goes back to the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment venerated three principles. It venerated nature, it venerated progress, and it venerated human reason. And progress is one of the was one of the cornerstones of Enlightenment thinking. It was just progress for the sake of progress. And now today, the establishment, which adheres to some variant of Enlightenment rationalism, pushes progress, even at the point of a gun.
Very, very good place to pause here, folks, as we soak that in. Our guests tonight, Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, are all back with us in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stick around.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Our guests this evening, Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, authors of the book, The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. You can read some of their incredible articles at www.conspiracyarchive.com in the commentary section. Just look for their names. Welcome back, gentlemen, and please continue. We're talking about this agenda and how it's got to go forward. It's always progressing, which leads me sort of into a new, perhaps, area of questioning, which is the Luciferian side of this. One of my sort of assessments of this whole agenda has been, if you don't understand the spiritual significance, you'll never truly understand the whole big grand design. And the idea that you can have generations and generations and generations, you know, thousands of years, hundreds of years, whatever, you know, the case may be, all working toward the same goal, there has to be some sort of ageless, entity behind this whole thing.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. There would just be no cohesion if there wasn't some kind of spiritual inspiration behind this all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can look, for instance, at if you look at what modern elites, the power elites of modernity. They practice what is known as deep politics. That's mm-hmm. what Peter Dale Scott referred to it as, was deep politics. And all that deep politics are is basically the criminal activities that make up the everyday life of the power elite and their deep political system. The deep political system being that portion of the government of the political system that's basically prostituted itself out to the power elite. And we know that the modern day power elite are involved in deep political practices, because in 1980 Bill Moyers in his show The Bill Moyers Journal was talking about David Rockefeller in one of the episodes. And in referring to David Rockefeller's critics, he said that what some see as a vast international conspiracy, David Rockefeller considered just to be another day of work and circumstance of life. And that basically confirms the existence of deep politics, because that's what deep politics are in a nutshell, is activity that you and I would consider criminal, but what makes up the everyday life of in everyday business of the power elite. Well, the group that systematized the means and the methods that make up deep politics were none other than the Illuminists, the Bavarian Illuminists. Adam Weishaupt's group, and they basically made up the obscurantist, subversive faction of the Enlightenment that were just enthralled with German occultism and occultism leading back into the days spoken of in the Bible. And so when individuals today engage in deep political practices, they're mimicking a very occult anti-Christian group. They're mimicking a group that was basically inspired by the dark forces, intelligent evil, so to speak, or whatever you want to call them, Belial, the adversary, the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've mentioned, we've talked a great deal tonight about Gnosticism and neo-Gnosticism and how the occult concepts of Gnosticism became codified as a revolutionary doctrine for all the modern socialist revolutionaries of modernity, whether it be communist, fascist, or now we have the neoconservatives and neoliberals, what have you. The Gnostic doctrine, again, the Gnostic occult doctrine, going as far back as the ancient Egyptian Gnostic text, the Hypostasis of the Archon, venerated the serpent in the Garden of Eden as man's liberator and as the facilitator mm-hmm. for man's migration towards gnosis, towards knowledge, towards basically effecting his own apotheosis to his own cognitive powers. Mm-hmm. Again, reiterating the old lie, ye shall be as gods. Well, it comes as no surprise that in the, I believe several times, but most immediately, it was in the first epistle of John, that John the Apostle referred to Gnosticism as the spirit of Antichrist. And that's what we see today, is that spirit of Antichrist manifesting now within these several factions of the power elite.
Let me jump in here quickly, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes with our guests, Philip Collins and Paul Collins, in a more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
And foes, I'm glad you're here. There's certainly an incredible amount of information being put forth. I hope you're paying close attention to our guests this evening. Philip Darrell Collins, Paul David Collins, authors of the book The Ascendancy of the Scientific Dictatorship. I guess what we covered in the last hour and a half thus far has simply been it certainly hasn't been the entire, but it's been an incredibly thorough overview of sort of the origins of this whole thing. And we were talking about the Gnostic occult doctrine and sort of the allegiance to the Luciferian-inspired agenda by the power elite here now in our times. And I guess to take it a step further, I would ask you, would you say that these individuals who are participating in this, are they sort of willing servants of this Luciferian agenda, or are they more or less unknowing pawns in this game?
It's a mixed bag. Okay. It really is. It's a mixed bag of varying degrees of pawns. One thing that the power elite will do is what is known in satanic or occult circles as a blood libel. And a blood libel is essentially when elites practicing occultism or in Satanism blamed their activities on despised minorities. And one example of what I'm talking about, if you go back to the different revolutions of the 19th and 20th century, you had several Jewish individuals being put at the forefront of these different revolutionary groups and revolutionary movements. And what would happen is that there would be an anti-Jewish reaction that allowed the elite to conceal their involvement in the chaos and the bloodshed. And one example that comes to mind would be Jacob Frank, for instance, the Frankist movement. That movement, I'm convinced, was nothing more than a front organization for Illuminists that were predominantly Gentiles. And the Frankists were, in fact, very irreligious. They weren't what you could call Orthodox Jews. They believed that one achieves purity through sin. And so you would find Frankists practicing sex orgies and entertaining the idea of destroying both traditional Christianity and traditional Judaism. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Orthodox Jewish rabbis referred to the Frankist leaders in Berlin as being comparable to the whore of Samson. But while such ideas were foreign to Orthodox Jews, these ideas of destroying Orthodox Christianity and Judaism, or engaging in sex orgies and all sorts of demented behavior, these ideas were not foreign or strange or alien to the predominantly Gentile Illuminist movement. In his writings, the Illuminist founder Adam Weishaupt called for the abolition of all ordered forms of religion, and we know that several Illuminists were involved in a lot of lurid sex acts. But the thing is that because these irreligious Jewish frontmen were put at the forefront of the different movements, there was an anti-Jewish reaction, and the elite that were really responsible were able to slip away unnoticed.
Wow. So just a typical sort of scapegoat figurehead type of thing going on.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you take for instance the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, the many anti-Semitic researchers have tried to say that was written over the course of 3 days at a Zionist conference, and that whole argument falls apart when you consider the fact of just how elaborate the documents are. You also have to realize that the Jewish delegates to the Zionist conference that was in question ran a whole spectrum of different political ideas. There were anarchists there. There were liberals. There were conservatives there. And so you have this contentious bunch. And so the idea that you would have ever got some kind of consensus amongst them that would have led to some kind of monolithic conspiracy, such as what the anti-Semitic researchers contend, is a joke. It just would have never happened. But invariably, we see the elite perpetuating these different. They persist in perpetuating these different Jewish conspiracy theories. Henry Ford was an individual that was instrumental in the perpetuation of Jewish conspiracy theories, and he believed the protocols were genuine himself. And
by the way, the protocols, if anybody who examines them, and we do in our book,
mm-hmm.
the protocols have distinctly Masonic language in them. And distinctly Masonic terminology. So in all likelihood,
the document is signed by the representatives of Zion of the 33rd degree. Well, Judaism has no
third degree. It has no degrees at all. It is not a religion that practices the degrees of initiation. Mm-hmm. Freemasonry does, however, practice degrees of initiation. So what we're probably dealing with was some forgery or some sort of concoction coming out of some Masonic organization. Now, again, what happened was they managed to scapegoat a despised minority. And they despised them for two different reasons. First, there's the envy motivation. In the oligarchical world, the WASP is supposed to be considered king. So you look at Jews and you see a financially and economically successful group. And when you consider the large number of Jewish Nobel Prize winners, you realize that there is an innovator's mentality amongst this group, and this all brings the WASP supposed superiority into question. So there's jealousy there, childish as that might seem. But there is also a practical motivation, and that is that the power elite have to eliminate the competition. Mm-hmm. And if a financially prosperous group with a large pool of innovators isn't competition, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, but to take it back to your question, this blood libel allowed several actual genuine practicing occultists within the ruling class to obfuscate their existence and actually hawk it off on a despised minority. And as a result, you had several people claiming that there was a satanic, monolithic Jewish conspiracy, when that was, in fact, not the case.
Today, another one that's rising up that people are going to have to watch for is this ridiculous idea that there's a monolithic Vatican-led conspiracy with the Jesuits trying to enthrone the Pope as a papal Caesar over the world. There's deep political practices within the Catholic world. We have no illusions about that. But the idea that the Vatican was behind the Illuminist movement, which was dead set on destroying the Jesuits, is absolutely ludicrous.
No, in fact, the Enlightenment was vehemently anti-Catholic, and really, what you have there is, well, to be honest with you, you just really had two, you know, corrupt systems at each other's throat, because the Catholics weren't lily white, and the Enlightenment, well, good grief, they were absolutely just, you know, vicious anti-Christian in nature. So really, to take it back to answer your question, and again, the blood libel is one very effective means by which occultists, you know, basically obfuscate their existence and basically manage to scapegoat out other people who have, you know, just had the misfortune of being despised throughout history.
Yeah, well, that's incredible stuff. Well, just to take it a step further, I guess you could pinpoint a number of trendy to despise these groups in this time, and you could say, you know, illegal immigrants, certainly, and I think on a much, much, much bigger and probably much more important level, it would be Islam.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, what we're dealing with here, we're not dealing with really... Now we're Christians, and we do not subscribe to Islam. So
right.
This is coming from a non-Muslim point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being the case, nonetheless, okay, the Muslims, your average Muslim is most often a God-fearing, good person who is attempting to worship God according to the dictates of their conscience, albeit they're misled, but that's neither here nor there. What we're dealing with, though, when we're dealing with the Islamist, not with the Muslim, the Islamist,
right,
is we're dealing with a neo-Gnostic jihadist. We are dealing with somebody who has taken the sixth pillar of faith, the precept of jihad, spiritual warfare, and they have transformed that object of faith. They have reconceptualized an object of faith as an object of immanent experience. They have basically relocated jihad to the ontological plane of the physical universe. They have made it a physical warfare. And believe me, Muslims are not, you know, the neo-Gnostic Muslims are not the only ones who are guilty of this. There are so-called Christians who are guilty of doing the same thing.
Oh, sure.
Members of, for instance, Paul brought up earlier the Dominionist. And
Scary bunch.
Yes, very scary bunch. One such Dominionist and a former member of the Council for National Policy, which we've written extensively about, and people can read about that at our website. A gentleman by the name of Ted Haggard, I'm sure most people are familiar with him after the sex scandal.
Sure.
Ted Haggard basically in has basically called preemptive warfare the natural, this worldly counterpart for spiritual warfare.
Ah.
And he completely inverts Ephesians, I believe it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, where it talks about how we're not to wrestle against flesh and blood, but the spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he argues that now there is a preemptive paradigm, that we're to bring that warfare here to this ontological plane of the physical universe.
Hold on a second. Are you implying that preachers are misconstruing the gospel and misleading their followers?
Oh, heavens,
you're kidding
no.
me.
Aren't they supposed to be beyond reproach?
Yeah, this is
absolutely.
Breaking news. No,
well,
no, I agree with you, though. That's an important point, and unfortunately one that needs to be stressed often, because these
certainly.
Are very captivating individuals.
Certainly. Well, see, in Haggard, and Haggard, of course, admonished his mega church to vote in neoconservative, mm-hmm. Neoconservative-dominated administration that was pushing for preemptive warfare.
Yes.
And also, Haggard is a big supporter of globalization. He sees globalization as a vehicle for his variety of Christianity. Well, as a former deceased Vatican insider of Malachi Martin called globalization, he called it sociopolitical Darwinism.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being is that sociopolitical, basically globalization, globalism, the move towards a one-world socialist totalitarian government, is viewed from an evolutionary standpoint as the natural corollary of man's alleged evolutionary development.
Ah.
And thus, as part of our political evolution, which corresponds to our alleged biological evolution, we are supposed to move towards economic interdependence, political interdependence, social interdependence.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what you have with Ted Haggard is you have a sociopolitical Darwinian masquerading as a Christian. And this is indeed paradoxical, mm-hmm. because on several occasions, neo-Darwinian Richard Dawkins has basically gone at it with Ted Haggard. But you have basically...
You're speaking figuratively, I hope.
Yeah.
Because Ted Haggard, it could be literal, too.
Yeah, that's pretty scary. and oh, by the way, preemptive warfare, that doctrine, that came into vogue during the era of social Darwinism and eugenics. And it is part and parcel of what Paul mentioned earlier, Darwinian militarism, which basically... holds that the universal biological laws of evolution have ruled war and inevitability.
Mm.
So basically what you have are so-called Christians, I would just term them neo-Gnostic jihadists, who ostensibly reject Darwinism and Darwinian biology, but embrace Darwinian principles. So really the big question is what difference is there? If you do not subscribe to the biology, but you still believe in survival of the fittest, there's very little difference. And that just helps along the plan for the crusade for a new world order, because basically the objective is a socio-political Darwinian order, a world where the overall alleged political evolution of man has resulted in a socialist totalitarian one world order.
It's amazing to me because, you know, when you look at the Dominionists who would basically push for a theocracy where you would have, you know, judges interpreting the will of God and things like that, it's terrifying. There'll be no appeals process. There'll be really no rights that you'll have whatsoever, which is obviously a sort of dream for these people to pull this off. But, you know, mentioning the evangelicals, you know, supposedly they had this push behind Bush, you know, in the last two elections in order to get Bush to... endorse their agenda of banning abortions and banning same-sex marriages. But at the same time, looking at 2008, I was talking about this on the show, and then, you know, about a week later, there was a story that confirmed that it was headed in this direction. You see, the evangelicals are now saying, look, this is our earth that was given to us by God, and we have to protect it. We have to defend it. So we may be pushing a Democrat in 2008.
Yeah.
So you see how it flip-flops, and it's always moving forward.
It's interesting how you bring that up in the article, The Deep Politics of God. I point out at one point, after 2004 and the Democratic defeat, Bill Clinton got out there and started to speak to Democratic audiences and basically told them, look, we totally miscalculated and underestimated the power of this mm-hmm. evangelical movement out there and the Christian vote. We have to start appealing to these people. Mm-hmm. And one person that has paid him mind is none other than Barack Obama, and he basically accepted an invitation by Rick Warren to come to his Saddleback Ranch, Saddleback Church, under the pretext of dealing with AIDS. But he understands; not about AIDS for him. He understands you have to have a dominionist in your pocket to win.
Oh, yeah. It's powerful stuff. Just a minute, gentlemen. Folks, another quick break. I can't believe we're already at the end of hour number two. But we've invited our guests. They've agreed to stay on next hour as well. And we'll make sure we have time for your phone calls as well. So please stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Smile, though I will. I'm gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna bore about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I won't say that I'm fine like everybody else.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. Tail end of hour number two. Let me remind you, of course, this hour is being brought to you by our good friends down at Howard Creek Resort, featuring 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things here in this area of Arkansas, Missouri. There's really quite a bit, in fact. If you know anything about Branson, you'll know there's certainly many, many things to do, as well as, of course, lots of outdoor activities. They call Arkansas the natural state, and there's a reason for that. You can come experience it for yourself. Visit Howard Creek Resorts on the web at howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. Our guest this evening, Philip Darrell Collins. Paul David Collins, welcome back, folks.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm enjoying it very much, and as always, learning a lot. You guys are quite a team.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's the truth. So when we left off, we were talking about the Dominionist sort of agenda and how this might come into play in 2008.
Sure. Well, like I said, the 2004 upset didn't set too well with the Democrats. They didn't like losing that election too much, and so Bill Clinton got out on the circuit and began to prescribe to them the idea of starting to play on the Christian vote a little bit more, and that they had underestimated the evangelicals.
Mm.
And so they'd have to start having some kind of outreach to these people. And Barack Obama, of course, took that advice, and we saw him accept an invitation from Rick Warren to come to a 2-day AIDS summit that was held at his Saddleback Church. And this whole partnership came about under the pretext of AIDS awareness and prevention. The truth is that, as cynical as it may sound, Obama probably had AIDS was the very last thing on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
He can appreciate the fact that you have that to win, you should have a few Dominionists in your back pocket. And Warren is, in fact, a Dominionist. He has what is known as the Global Peace Plan, and he describes that Global Peace Plan as amassing a large volunteer army of 1 billion foot soldiers. And he says that he wants it to be part of a second Reformation, which I found interesting because the Reformation was largely a political movement, more political than it was a religious movement, and it actually had some occult elements behind it. The Rosicrucians and different occult groups backed the Protestants because they knew that backing this movement, they would be able to weaken politically their traditional enemy, the Catholic Church, which had persecuted their occult forerunners, such as the Cathars, the Templars, groups like the Albigensians that had basically been suppressed brutally.
Yeah, by the way, these groups were inherently Gnostic. And at the same time, the Rosicrucians, which were kind of Gnostic in character, they managed to infuse the Protestants with a good deal of materialistic thinking, known as nominalism.
Okay, we'll pick this up here in about 90 seconds, folks. We got to pause for a station identification. Coming up this hour, we'll also take your phone calls as well. Our number, which you should know very well by now, 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us.